Welcome. This is the mountain meditation. This is usually done in a sitting position and begins by sensing the support we have from the chair or the floor, paying attention to the actual sensations of contact, finding a position of stability and poise, upper body balanced over your hips and shoulders in a comfortable but alert posture, hands in your lap or on your knees, arms hanging by their own weight, heavy like drapes at your sides, stable and relaxed. Actually sensing into your body, feeling your feet, legs, hips, stomach, chest, back, arms, shoulders, neck, and head. And when you're ready, allowing your eyes to close, bringing your awareness to your breath, following each breath as it comes in and goes out, letting the breath be just as it is, not trying to control or regulate it in any way, allowing it to flow easily and naturally with its own rhythm and pace, knowing that you're breathing perfectly well right now, and there's nothing for you to do, allowing a sense of being complete and whole in this very moment, just letting your breath be your breath. Letting your body to be still, sitting with a sense of dignity, a sense of resolve, a sense of being complete, whole with your posture reflecting this sense of wholeness. As you sit here, letting an image form in your mind's eye of the most magnificent or beautiful mountain you know of, or have seen or can imagine. Letting it gradually come into greater focus and clarity. Letting the feeling of its overall shape and magnitude form. Seeing its lofty peaks high in the sky. The large base rooted in bedrock in the earth's crust. Its steep or gently sloping sides. Noticing how massive it is, solid and unmovable. How beautiful it is from afar or up close. Perhaps your mountain has snow blanketing its tops and trees below a certain level. There may be streams and waterfalls cascading down the slopes. There may be one peak or a series of peaks. There may be meadows and high lakes. Observing it and noticing its qualities. And when you're ready, seeing if you can bring the mountain into your own body, so that your body and the mountain in your mind's eye become one. So that as you sit here, you share in the massiveness and the stillness and majesty of the mountain. You become the mountain. Grounded in the earth, your head becomes the peak, allowing you a panoramic view. Your shoulders and arms, the sides of the mountain. Your buttocks and legs, the solid base. Rooted in your chair, experiencing in your body a sense of uplift deep within your body. With each breath, becoming a little more of a breathing mountain, alive and vital, yet unwavering in inner stillness. Completely what you are, a centered, grounded, unmoving presence. As you sit here, becoming aware of the sun as it travels across the sky, the light and shadows change virtually moment by moment. While the mountain teems with life and activity, as the mountain sits, seeing how night follows day and day follows night, noticing the warming sun of the day and the night sky studded with stars and the gradual dawning of a new day. And through it all, the mountain sits, constantly changing and at the same time remaining itself. It remained still as the seasons flow from one to the other, and as the weather gradually and continually changes. In summer, there's no snow except maybe at the very peaks. In fall, it is dressed in beautiful colors. And in winter, a blanket of snow and ice. In any season, it might find itself shrouded in clouds, fog, or pelted with freezing rain. People may come and see the mountain and comment on how beautiful it is, or on how it's if it's not a good day to see the mountain when it's cloudy or rainy or foggy or dark. And at all times, it remains its essential self. At times, buffeted by severe storms and winds of unthinkable magnitude, and through it all, the mountain sits. Spring comes, trees leaf out, flowers bloom on the meadows and slopes, birds sing once again, and streams overflow with the waters of melting snow, and through it all, the mountain continues to sit, unmoved by what's happens on its surface, remaining its essential self through the seasons, the changing weather, the activity ebbing and flowing on its surface. And in the same way as we sit in meditation, we learn to experience the mountain. We can embody the same central, unwavering stillness and groundedness in the face of everything that changes in our own lives, over seconds, over hours, over years. In our lives and in our meditation practices, we experience the constantly changing nature of mind and body and the outer world, and we have our own periods of light and darkness, our moments of color and moments of drabness. It's true we experience storms of varying intensity and violence in the world and in our own bodies and minds. Buffeted by high winds, by cold and rain, we endure periods of darkness and pain, as well as the moments of joy and uplift. Even our appearance changes constantly, experiencing a weather of its own. By becoming the mountain in our meditation practice, we can link up with its strength and stability and adopt them for our own. We can use its energy to support our energy to encounter each moment with mindfulness and clarity. It may help us to see there are thoughts and feelings and preoccupations. Our emotional storms and crises are very much like the weather on the mountain. We tend to take it all personally, but its strongest characteristic is impersonal. The weather of our own lives is not to be ignored or denied. It is to be encountered, honored, felt, known for what it is, and held in awareness. And in holding it in this way, we come to know a deeper silence and stillness and wisdom. The mountain has this to teach us and more if we can let it in. So if you find you resonate in some way with the strength and stability of the mountain in your sitting, it may be helpful to use it from time to time in your meditation practice to remind you to what it means to sit mindfully with resolve and wakefulness with true stillness. As best you can, take this awareness, continuing to sustain the mountain stillness, strength, and stability with you moment by moment as you continue your day. You may open your eyes. This ends the mountain meditation. This meditation is based on the work of Dave Potter, who offers an online mindfulness-based stress reduction program at PalouseMindfulness.com. That's PALOUSE, mindfulness.com. This is brought to you by the Employee and Family Resources Program, which provides a range of free and confidential services to Yale New Haven Health System employees and family members, including work-life resources and referrals, EAP counseling, legal and financial consultation, and an excellent website. To request services, call 1-877-275-6226. This is answered 24/7. Or visit the website at achievesolutions.net/YNHHS. Thank you for joining us. Be well and be present.